Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 10th of March, and I'm recording at 9:55 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Well, it's all about choppy stock market activity in here. We had a good February, but we've certainly got a soft March so far. And I'll start with Wall Street, which was hit fairly hard. But remember, it was overbought and up near the highs. And that doesn't make me complacent, far from it, because it was quite overextended and due for some sort of pullback. But these indices, for the most part, are still trading well to the left of their rising 200-day moving averages. But at any rate, the Dow was down 332 points. That's 1.85%. The S&P 500 down 1.7%, and the Nasdaq Composite down almost as much. Now, that spread through the other markets in the Americas region. Canada lower by nearly 1.5%. Smaller decline in Mexico, bigger decline again in Brazil. And the European stock markets were all lower in here today. Some of those moves were larger. The UK down 2.5%. That looks like the biggest one overall. Resources sectors being hit in here today. Now, in the Asia Pacific region, Japan was down a little bit, between half to two-thirds of a percentage point. In the China region, the Hang Seng was down nearly 1%. It's easy to overlook that the Hang Seng and also the China Enterprise Index, that they are in Hong Kong, their currencies are pegged to the U.S. dollar, and so that's taking a toll in here. Well, the Shanghai Composite was down just under half a percent here today. One, it's easier in Asia to mention the markets that had a little gains. The Shenzhen Composite Index, that's a minor index in China, but it was up nearly 1.2%. Australia up a tiny fraction, and Indonesia up a third of a percentage point. So heavy selling, as you can see in here today, and investors are just generally nervous against that background of overbought conditions, the runaway dollar, and prospects that they're discounting the probability that the Fed will raise interest rates sometime between mid-year and the September period. So bears in charge here today for sure. Now, looking elsewhere in terms of bond markets, I didn't see that. I'll just bring that up now. Hold on just a second. And US 10-year came down, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised at that, with that weakness of the US economy. Came down to 2.1297, so almost 2.13. But remember that got up to 20, 20, tw that was 224. New, I think 228, really on last Friday, but at any rate, the that U.S. Treasury yield is coming down as the dollar continues to push higher, and that's really one of the bigger stories again here today. DXY, that's the dollar index, mainly against the European currencies, but it's up at 98.63. 3 as I speak, still trading here after hours. That's up more than a full point in here today. So these are big moves, and that is obviously putting a lot of pressure on the U.S. Multinational exporters. Now, in other currencies in Asia, we saw the Indian rupee that weakened yesterday, not a whole lot, but they've been trying to hold, or they've been willing to hold that U.S. dollar peg for a while, but may actually be loosening that somewhat. Range for the last many months was really on either side of 61 rupees to the U.S. dollar. Well, it's at 62.7 in here today. So again, that's not a huge move by any means. And the Chinese renminbi, well, that's actually firmed a little bit over the last week against the U.S. dollar. That's obviously a very managed currency. And they're wanting to avoid weakness against the U.S. dollar at this time. And the big move against the dollar, again, in here today, is the euro down to 1.0672. I'll just repeat that, 1.0672. That's a heck of a decline that we've seen in the last month or so. And very overextended, but it still has momentum on the downside. And the ECB, European Central Bank, of course, that will be quite happy with that. Sterling, not doing much in here, holding just a little above the 150 level, slightly lower here today. Again, so is the Australian dollar, 0.7620 against the U.S. And the yen has eased to 121.12 against the dollar. Now, the strong dollar is the U.S. stock market's Achilles heel here in the short term, because it is going to hit those, repeat that point, it is hitting those exporters quite hard. The other area of weakness for the U.S. is the slowdown in its energy sector, particularly in the shale sector. And we saw, of course, crude oil still quoted in U.S. dollars, of course, and that's helping it to weaken here. Brent is down 2 cents here to 56.53, and the WTI, that's the West Texas Intermediate crude oil, is at 48.72. Now, precious metals don't like the stronger dollar, understandably. And palladium, as I speak, down almost $20 at 1803, beg your pardon, 803 and change, $803. And sterling, beg your pardon, silver slipping a little further to 15.64. That's down 13 cents. And platinum down $19 as I speak. That's at $1,129 and change. And gold bullion down $5 as I speak, $1,162.15. So, commodities week. Well, I haven't mentioned them all here. I did mention the crude, but sugar's lower. Coffee's lower. I could see lumber's lower in here. The grains and beans, with the exception of wheat, are lower. Wheat's a fraction higher. So you get that commodity index, and industrial metals lower here as well. And that US copper down to 262. So a really soft commodity sector in here. And so more of the same. Still some vulnerability in stock markets because they were very overbought pretty much around the globe, except for the resources markets. And they were quite overbought at the end of February, so we may see, certainly, I think we almost certainly will see a little bit of a follow-on selling here in the short term. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.